Rock and roll football
on Absolute Radio.
It's the Rock and Roll Football podcast from Absolute Radio. This is Emil Franchi in for Matt Ford this week with Matt Dyson, of course.
Yes, our new guest host. We're having a different one every week, pretty much.
It's like Never Mind the Buzzcocks, isn't it?
Yeah. It's been lovely having you here.
Well, yeah,
especially
nice.
For the impression that's coming up on today's episode, because
you will never guess
who it's going to be. To say it's niche is underselling it, but yeah, it's impressive.
We got the seance in there. Somehow we summoned the right voice. Mm. We'll find out who that's going to be later, but there was all sorts. I spoke to Jill Scott, MBE, about the new series of A League of Their Own. She's joined the team there, so we'll find out what's going to be happening in the new series. And we also made a stunning 11, Matt Dyson.
Yes, of Rolling Stones based puns. And we found out more about the lovely town of Macclesfield.
It's all happening. We're running out of stuff at this point. It's all on the Rock and Roll Football podcast. Enjoy.
Brace yourselves. It's time for the Rock and Roll Football podcast.
My fantasy team is winning.
Yes.
And we now have a big day of Premier League action. Mm-hmm. Mr. Matt Dyson, or Motson Dyson, as I'm calling you right now.
I have my lit mic ready.
Let's hear what's happening in the league today.
As yet another Premier League footballer is investigated for dodgy betting activity, we have an embarrassment of riches in today's accumulator. Newcastle midfielder Sandro Tonali is the latest top player in hot water after bans were handed out to Harry Toffolo and Ivan Toney recently. The Italian is still available to play for the Magpies, though, and is on the bench, no doubt backing himself to come on and score and get booked in the 86th minute of their game at home to Crystal Palace this afternoon from three. The Etihad strangler Rodri returns to the Man City team after a three-match ban for assault for their game against Brighton. The Seagulls' Karim Mitoma has made a miraculous recovery from an illness that meant he couldn't fly off for international duty with Japan. The temptation to pull a sickie for an international break on the other side of the world gets to everyone at some point, I suppose. The victim of that Rodri throttling a few weeks ago, Morgan Gibbs-White, is expected to start for Nottingham Forest at home to Luton. Andros Townsend could make his debut for the Hatters after the 32-year-old was released by Everton in the summer. He was a free agent, which sounds quite glamorous and exciting, but actually just means he's unemployed. A job seeker. I wonder if he claimed dole during his downtime. He's paid enough tax over the years. Probably time to take something back. Elsewhere, Bournemouth play Wolves with Hugo Bueno a doubt for the West Midlands side. Injuries haven't been kind to him recently. They could have been kinder for Bueno. For some reason, I fancy a hazelnut cream chocolate bar. And Brentford play Burnley at the VTech Community Stadium. As Led Zeppelin once said, it's been a long time since we rock and roll footballed. It's been a long time since we did the stroll. It's been a long time, been a long time, been a long, lonely, 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 lonely time. And it's like...
You're going to have to go for... You've got a good 20 seconds here.
What? 20 seconds? No way.
He's finished early. Oh,
I can't believe it.
It's all that new added time you get in the new game, isn't it? Yeah, yeah. Sorry, there's been two injuries.
Additional minutes. There you go. Rock and roll football starts now.
Oh, lovely. Given that there's not much happening, we thought that we would do one of our favourite tasks on Rock and Roll Football, which is make a starting 11, but a themed starting 11. Now, yesterday, Rolling Stones released their first album since 2005.
Yes. Hackney Diamonds. They did that weird advert in the paper, didn't they? And they had a phone line which you could call. I remember calling it and hearing the voice message of some Cockney guy.
Was it Keith Richards?
No, it wasn't.
What do you need?
Yeah. Great new single, though, isn't it? I love that new single.
That one, Angry, is brilliant, and they've got all sorts on this new album. They've got Stevie Wonder, Paul McCartney.
So much better than U2's new single, isn't it? That one about Vegas. Oh, we're doing a Vegas residency. We're going to write a song about it.
So I think that was them just trying to pay rent. Yeah. We've got a song for you, though.
Yeah, it must cost a lot to stay there.
So we're looking for your Rolling Stones FC today. Players linked in with the title of their songs.
Yes.
Something Stones related.
Stones related stuff.
Have you got our first...
Jumping Jack Matty Cash. I was thinking, I don't know, I'm not sure. Sympathy for Paul Devlin, is that any better? The former Birmingham City and Notts County midfielder.
I said you Cunate always get what you want.
Oh, that's really nice. Yeah.
And we might have Paint It Michael Ballack.
Oh, yes, put that on the list.
He has to be in the team. He's a starter straight away.
Start Me Schlup being one of the better ones from Simon. Excellent work, that. And then Wild Jeff Horsfield from Cy Barker. Some really nice ones.
I really enjoyed that. There's one actually just come through from Mark, Sympathy for the Nevilles.
Oh, yes.
Which you're going to get both of them in there as well.
Very good.
In the meantime, I've managed to get a few on the texts as well. Crossfire Harry Kane, which is diving into the lyrics of the Rolling Stones.
I was born in a crossfire Harry Kane. That's good.
From Jumpin' Jack, I guess, Harriet and Stan on the A303. And Darren in Bromley says, Wes Brown Sugar.
Oh, yes. Guaranteed star.
I think we might have found our goalkeeper. Morgan Lee on Twitter says, Gimme Shilton, which is fantastic.
Yes.
I love that so much.
Genius.
Matt, I just wondered if you, going through your social ammo all week on the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, with Ben Burrell, of course, did you come across the Soccer Slammers?
We didn't, but you've shown me them, and they're amazing.
This is like every dad's dream at Christmas, I think. It's action figures made in the look of the managers from yesteryear and
it's
current.
It's a great idea.
I mean, one's dropped overnight that I didn't see. It's Tony Pulis, nicknamed the Cap.
Yes, nice.
And he's got his finishing move of stripping off his clothes, headbutting the opponent with full force, leaving them stunned and bleeding.
And is he wearing a cap? Is he in leisure wear with
the cap? The
cap
is on there,
of course. Of course he is.
I think he could laugh them to death. You ever seen that video that kind of plays in my head at night sometimes?
The Pulis.
The Pulis laugh when he goes...
And it just loops
around.
Oh, he's a scary man, Pulis.
There's been
all of our nightmares, to be honest.
He's in there somewhere. Well, like his managerial roles, he could take over at any point.
Yeah. Can you actually buy these wrestling figures? Because I want some.
I don't think they're real. I
mean, are they not?
Either that or it's a brilliant PR stunt to get the patent to make them fully.
Because there's a Neil Warnock wrestling figure, isn't there? There's a Sean Deitch, I think, isn't there?
I don't know if there's a Deitch yet. Oh. There's Redknapp, Bruce, and Big Sam have been the original
Big Sam,
along with Warnock. And then there was Roy the Owl Hodgson, with a feathered cape that came with him as well.
Beautiful.
And Neil Warnock's finishing move was the rant, where he just throws abuse at you and then just stands there with facial expressions and doing hands on their head and everything like that. That would be his finishing move.
They could be the biggest seller this Christmas if they actually release them.
If we keep talking about them, we might get sent some as well, which is what we want from Soccer
Slams. And they will come. It will happen if we keep saying it enough.
Well, you've already had your action figure made, haven't you?
I had one. It's down in the office.
Didn't it break?
It's been beheaded. I was beheaded. It's horrendous.
What did you do?
I don't know what happened. Someone dropped it. Well, people say they dropped it, but it seems to be quite specific where the severing happened.
If it turns up in our new building when we get there, then we know that it's been well looked after.
Yeah, but it certainly was quite worrying.
Kicking you into shape. It's the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
Matt, we've had a few more through on Twitter, haven't we?
Beast of Botman has come in for Burden, obviously. There's some really nice ones coming in. Chris Wilder Horses. we've got a Wild Horses. I think we've got
Horsefield up front.
Up front. So we're filling up the team quite nicely there. Mm. Oliver Kahn to get no satisfaction. Not great delivery there. Sorry for letting you down, SB1J.
Nearly as long as the live earlier, wasn't it?
Andy Stout has gone for It's All Over Mars Now. That's
excellent.
Very good. Really nice. Brown Alan Sugar as the owner.
Oh, we've got owners now.
Andrew Wicksteader, we need to do that.
Do we need backroom staff as well?
I don't know. We could go all the way. Yeah, why not? Yeah. Let's go all out. But yes, I think that's it. They're the latest ones. Jumping Jack Grealish. There's a lot of Jack-based ones, aren't there?
Yeah, anyone called Jack is getting in this team. We have got a manager as well, by the way. We've got Tumbling Dyche.
Oh, very nice.
And it's between that and Angie
Postecoglou. It's coming quite a few times, hasn't it?
That could be a hell of a double team, by the way.
Well, you wouldn't want to mess with those two, would you?
It could be like when Salford City had those two ex-army men as the manager, wouldn't it?
Really
Tumbling get that team
Dyche
in shape.
Is great.
Time for Glory Hunters. This is where many years ago, Matt, you picked a team to follow and you would stick with them until they lost, and for some absurd reason you are currently stuck on Macclesfield FC.
Yes.
Which team did they beat in order to keep a team like that?
Well, they keep winning games. They won in the cup last time out, so they're doing very well. Today they're in action against Morpeth Town.
Wow.
Away at Morpeth Town. Which sounds like a bleak place to me. Morpeth.
Oh, no, it's a lovely place.
Is it?
Nice little market town.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Nice. It's if you've got enough money, you'd leave Newcastle and you'd go and live in
Merpeth. Oh, so it's where the posh people go, to Merpeth.
No, that's Ponteland, actually.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Darris Hall, nice. And where all the footballers live.
Oh, I see.
But each week, Matt, you are tasked with finding out more information. How many weeks of Macclesfield FC have you had now?
I'm really bleeding Macclesfield dry at Amherst. But it's more of a sort of history lesson about the town. Let's get to know the town
Let's see what is happening there.
Yes, the town had a silk button industry from the middle of the 17th century. A major silk manufacturing centre. I mean, you already know this, though, obviously. I mean, that's what Macclesfield's known for. That's what the silk men are all about. Hovis bread makers were another Victorian employer there. So they was like proper old school, big industry there, making bread. And they also very famous for Arrighi Bianchi.
Ah.
He is not a new signing, a new Italian footballer. He is a furniture shop.
Can we get him in the Rolling Stones team by any chance?
Arrighi Bianchi is a lovely looking building. Founded by Italian immigrants in 1854. It's a sort of a furniture shop with a lovely frontage.
I've seen this for myself, and it is incredible.
See it when you get the train through Macclesfield.
It's a wonderful mix of the Mancunian and the surrounding areas, red brick.
Yes.
And then you see Arrighi Bianchi on the front. You're like, I'm quite peckish, actually.
Yeah, great.
Pop in there for a carbonara, and then you see, it's a nice little...
It's a restaurant.
Got the upholstery on that, yeah.
it's a grade two listed building. Cast iron and glass frontage, very close to the train station, so you may have seen it. The other interesting fact about Macclesfield, I mean, I could talk to you all day about Macclesfield, but
I'm happy to loop this bed.
The Silk Town seems to be the preferred nickname. Mm. The traditional nickname as Macclesfield was Treacle Town.
Wow.
Why was it called Treacle Town? Because there was an historical incident when a horse-drawn wagon overturned and spilt its load of treacle onto the street. Right, which saw poor people scooping treacle off the road.
Sorry, but who can scoop treacle?
What a disgusting scene.
And those people like are bears. Actually casting iron to this day.
Like bears with honey scooping the treacle and slopping it into their mouths. What a lovely image of Macclesfield.
I feel like I'm in the London Dungeon or something like that.
Treacle Town.
Thank you very much for that, Matt Dyson. Have they done anything of note yet against Morpeth?
No, it's still nil-nil.
Still nil-nil. Great.
The Rock and Roll Football Podcast with Matt Ford and Matt Dyson.
Delighted to be joined right now by Jill Scott. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you for having me.
And it's nice to hear a northeast accent like we were just saying there. It's like a different language. We can say stuff that people in the room won't really get.
Yeah, especially when you're down south. As soon as I hear a northern accent, it's like, are you from the northeast?
It took two words right there. And that was quite scary. That's the fastest it's ever happened. It's also quite nice to not have someone like repeat it at me. You know, like when they just go, no.
Yeah.
And that's over and over again. So that's what we're having. But we're here to talk about A League of Their Own.
Yep.
You are joining the series and you've traded in like a jungle last year for an actual studio. Is that a nicer experience or is there still a few creepy crawlies around the place?
Yeah, well, there's not creepy crawlies unless you want to say Jamie Redknapp.
I was hoping you were going to say that. Save me from saying it.
Trying to get that fighting talking already. But yeah, we're doing a lot of challenges and kind of trials, but a lot of them are in studio. But there's a lot of competitiveness comes out, I think. You know what? It's been so much fun. It's such an iconic show and it's a real honour to be on the show first and foremost and then to be captaining the blue team. Yeah, it's a real honour.
Brilliant. And there's loads of great guests. I mean, I've seen that, you know, Gareth Bale, James Madison in there, Mary Earps is joining as well. Who's been like the loosest person that you didn't expect would maybe like, you know, be as... up for stuff when they came
James
in.
James Madison really embraced it, actually.
Right.
He really did. He really got involved. He's got a great personality. I've got Micah Richards on my team and Jamie's got Mo Gilligan. So, and then with Romesh hosting it, I can't say like too many good things about Romesh. He's just so good at what he does.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I sit on the show and I'm like, how has he just come up with that so quickly? So yeah, I keep saying we're like new best friends, so I hope he feels the same.
Now with you and Mary, obviously you've got a bit of a history of being quite foul-mouthed on live TV.
Yeah.
Have you both managed okay with these new restrictions in a studio where you can't actually do that?
Yeah, we both got asked about it. You can have very good banter though. That's what I like about it. A lot of the time on TV, radio, you're trying to say the right things. But what I like about the show is that kind of gloves are off a little bit. So yeah, Mary has some good banter. I kind of liken it a little bit too, if you could put a camera in the changing rooms before a game or something like that, I think people would be surprised about what you end up talking about.
Oh, right.
So you might see little snippets of like stuff like that. I keep saying people will definitely see a different side to me, and I'll have to apologise to my grandma because there is a few bits in there that, quite close to the bone.
I saw on your TikTok the other day the tattoo reveal. Is that new? That's just happened?
Yeah, so I did that on A League of Their Own, but they didn't know I was going to do it. Okay. Basically, we had Mary coming on the show and they were going to talk about the swearing. And I'd said on my podcast, you know what? If the Lionesses win the World Cup, I'll go and get FOYFP. Have to work it out yourself.
What's that again? Sorry, without me getting an Ofcom complaint then.
I'll get in trouble. But I said, you know what? Let's just go and do the tattoo. The Lionesses did us proud at the World Cup. World Cup final, they were incredible. So I went and got it done. And then I do this reveal on the show. So yeah, it was after when I was like, I'm stuck with this for the rest of my life. I kind of just got in the moment, I suppose. But yeah, it was a good moment and it's good memories, really. It just reminds us of that Euros final.
Oh, it was so iconic. And I mean, I know Mary was trying to get a moment of her own with that. So it's been a bit of a rivalry going on there as well for the show. What I was going to ask was, given that the men are still playing catch up with the Lionesses, how long do you think it's going to be until that gap closes? Do you think that maybe the next tournament is going to be the one?
I think the men will win this Euros, right. I really do. I've been doing the punditry for the England game, so I've been really heavily invested in this Euros campaign. And you know what? They've been so good. Like Jude Bellingham, I got to interview him after the last game, and he's going to be an icon. Not only is he a fantastic footballer, but what a person he is as well. And you look at the strength and depth of that squad, I actually think they can go and win the Euros.
How smooth has that transition been for punditry for yourself? Because you were just, you know, in it straight away and you've done such a great job. I mean, fantastic work with all of the England stuff as well.
Oh, thank you.
It's been amazing to watch. And just, do you find it quite easy just to be asked and talk about those things quite freely?
Yeah, I think it's like, obviously football is your thing, isn't it? There's been a few moments when you do it for the first time, it's like this is sink or swim because you're kind of going into the unknown a little bit. But I think I've got a little bit more used to how it works and stuff like that. And you know what, as soon as the game starts, I feel like that's when I'm kind of in my comfort zone because I'm just watching the game and looking out for tactics and stuff like that. And I love that part of it. So yeah, I feel like I've done okay. Obviously, I've still got a lot to learn. There's some great pundits out there. Obviously, you've got Farrah Williams, Alex Scott, Karen Carney, Rachel Brown Finnis. There's some fantastic people out there. And I know I've still got a lot to learn. But you know what? I'm enjoying it and I'm just grateful for the opportunity.
And you get to hear Gianfranco Zola say stuff like he did the other night as well, which is just out of this world when he's saying that to Jude Bellingham. But, you know, fair play to him.
I don't think he actually meant what he said.
Let's not add context to this good story. Come on. Now, one thing we were talking about last week on Rock and Roll Football, Jill, apart from the teams that you've played for, apart from the one you do support, which I won't mention because we'll start getting into a fight, is there any teams through your life that you've found like a soft spot for some reason, you know, like maybe like a lower league team? Because we were saying how on games like FIFA, Football Manager, you might come across a team that you really like and then you look out for them all the time. Is the one for you?
Yeah, that's actually true. But I think what I tend to do is I have a lot of players that I watch out for. So James Milner, I've been a big fan of his. Like what he's done in the Premier League for so many years consistently. So Phil Foden, he was at Man City Academy when I was with the women's team. So I've watched him since being younger for the Academy and watching his journey. So if I know he's playing for Man City, I'll watch that. But yeah, I've been looking out for Salford a little bit since doing a little bit of work with Gary Neville. I can see how passionate he is about it. So yeah, you do definitely find yourself just looking out for certain teams' results.
Brilliant. And let us know when we can actually see A League of Their Own, Jill. Tell us where we can watch it.
Yeah, so it's this Wednesday coming up, Sky Max and Now TV. And yeah, I promise that it's going to be a very, very fun series. And yeah, as I said before, you might see a little bit of a different side to me, but it's so much fun.
Thank you very much for coming in to Rock and Roll Football. Jill Scott, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Matt, and you. Rock and Roll Football.
Stuff's going on, isn't it, Matt?
Oh, yes. It's a northeast wonderland.
I'm having a nice time here.
Really? Unbelievably, Newcastle are 3-0 up at half time.
Wow.
Two just before the break from Anthony Gordon, and Longstaff has got another as well. He pops up with a few goals this season.
I'm really pleased that Longstaff's got a goal because there was a rumour going round that he was going to go travelling with his brother and had requested a month off football
during the season.
There's a great account on Twitter. His name's Frank Chipperfield. Mm. He parades as a journalist, but he's not. And he made up this. And then actual YouTubers who get employed on TV channels, they were talking about how this might be a problem.
They believed it, that he was going to have like a gap month and just go away and find himself in the middle of a season, is it?
And you know, Matt, seeing as Forest haven't done anything yet.
Yeah, no, they haven't. It's 0-0 at half-time.
I thought I'd introduce you to one of the Newcastle chants that we can do. Given that Anthony Gordon scored, it's to the tune of Abba's Voulez-Vous. We shall sing Anthony.
Gordon.
Running down the wing.
Gordon.
Makes the Geordie sing.
Gordon.
We're all going to Milan.
Oh, no.
Anthony. Gordon.
The Rock and Roll Football Podcast with Matt Ford and Matt Dyson.
What we've been doing today is building a team in true rock and roll football fashion. Rolling Stones' new album came out yesterday, Hackney Diamonds. Have you heard much of it, Matt?
I've not heard the whole album.
As a seasoned radio presenter.
I love the single.
Angry's brilliant. We're going to get that
great
in just a moment.
To it.
But we've got our team. Mm-hmm. We have been asking for your suggestions on 8, 12, 15 and at Absolute Radio. We have formed it together. So in goal we've got like the Stones FC. Rushton and Diamond Stones. Rolling Stone Diamonds. Give me Shilton in goal there, which is a great keeper to have there.
What's the back four?
We've got Jumpin' Matty Cash.
Yes, good, yeah. Nice.
That was your suggestion. Beast of Botman as well. And you, Canate, always get what you wanted.
That's a good one, coming in there.
Sympathy for the Neville, thanks to Mark on Twitter there. Now, we've got our winger, a new winger that we've not actually mentioned yet. This one came in, I think, on Twitter. Yeah. She's a Rain Bowen.
Oh, yes.
Jared Bowen.
Great one, that one.
Yeah. We've actually gone for a 4-3-3 in the middle, paint it Balak.
Oh, yes.
On the other side, it's all Over Mars Now.
Over Mars, good.
Great. We've got some legends in there as well. Legends of the 90s. And
three up front.
Yeah, wild Jeff Horsfield.
Did you ever
imagine he'd be playing alongside Harland Shuffle?
Oh, yes.
And last one that we threw in there, Emotional Petrescu.
Oh, very good. What a lineup.
What a lineup. They definitely do very well. And we will.
Manager too.
Oh, the manager.
Yes, that's
Don't forget Tumbling Sean Dyche. Yes!
No Angry Forest fans out there this afternoon. If Matt Ford was here, he would be shrieking like a little child with excitement. Forest 2-0 up, and Newcastle old boy Chris Wood scoring both of them, beating Luton 2-0 at the City Ground.
Goal for Brighton as well.
Brighton have got a goal back. Ansu Fati getting one back at Man City. City only winning 2-1.
The Seance of the Living on Rock and Roll Football. Send us your questions and Matt Dyson will summon a spirit through the void to answer them.
Yeah, so we'll see what we can do here. Some people have been getting in touch asking maybe if we can hear a Noel Gallagher. Are you getting any Noel Gallagher vibes or anything?
Not today.
No. Mick Jagger. Everyone can do Mick Jagger, can't they? No, you can do the clap. That's about it.
He's in there somewhere.
Sean Connery, any chance? No. How about Chesterfield manager Paul Cook?
Yes, perfect.
Quite a niche request for that.
Let me just see if I can...
Chesterfield manager Paul Cook, famously croaky voice. It goes high-pitched and very low. A scouse, yeah. But he's celebrating getting tickets to see Liam Gallagher next year. But not happy about the fact that Chesterfield's game was called off because of a waterlogged pitch.
Terrible stuff.
See if he's out there. Can you... Get in touch with Paul Cook. Oh, Darth Vader, is it?
he's dead, isn't he? Yeah.
Oh. You're right, Matt. Hey, well, not great for us today, considering that I was really looking forward to play Gates said, but look, today was going to be the day that we were going to throw it back to them. And then by now, you know, this team that I manage myself, we should know what we're going to do. But no, I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about the Spyrites.
Oh.
The crooked spire.
Crooked spire.
about it now. Back, all the roads we would have to take today because of the floods. Very winding, we'd have to go up through the peaks and then around, you know, up the Pennine.
Does he go deep at one point?
He might go about deep, you know, at some point, yeah. The lights that lit the way, they would have been very blinding, you know. There's many things I would have changed in this game today, but the thing is, maybe my keeper was going to be the one that saves me in this job. Even though we're doing very well in the league right now, I must say, I disagree with what the press have got to say about me. But you know, after all, it was waterlogged.
I'm back. Wow. I mean, I hope people appreciate how good that impression was, because maybe some people aren't familiar with his work.
Google him. Seriously.
Google him.
And see how bad I got it.
Exactly like him.
Well, maybe Fordy can try that when he's back. maybe it could be a regular feature on the show there. That okay? Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
You're listening to the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
A chill has gone across the studio.
Last time we mentioned the City Ground, Forest were 2-0 up.
Yes.
Two goals from Chris Wood.
Double Wood.
Yeah, double Wood. And 2 minutes into injury time, Luton have just scored a second, making it 2-2 at the City Ground. Unbelievable.
What a shame.
Two goals in the space of 10 minutes. We are like Forest are draw specialists, and we were 2-0 up and we've blown it. So
can we leave this bit in the podcast?
We had a two-goal cushion and we've destroyed the cushion like a dog on a sofa.
We, if it's any serving grace, you're not the only person who's disappointed in the studio right now, because Wazza has had a nightmare.
But Birmingham, producer Liam, Wayne Rooney coming in, even though your team were doing quite well without him, he's come in, he's the new manager, and they've lost at Middlesbrough, they're about to lose.
He was saying he wants instant promotion to the Premier League this week. Right, just like that. Click of the fingers. It's not that easy win. It's not that easy.
Rock and roll football. Podcast done.
Well, there you have it. Rock and roll football podcast. It's great being on. Great being on today. Matt Tyson.
It's really good to do it with you, Paul Cook. I mean, it is an amazing. It's worth looking up YouTube videos of Paul Cook, because I think Chesterfield are now in the National League. I mean, you're doing an impression of a non-league manager, which to say that's niche.
It's a great way to spend a day when you haven't got football on, to be honest. So thank you very much for being on.
I'll stop now.
Yeah, he's the most gruff man. He's making Deitch's voice sound normal, isn't he? Really?
Oh, everyone thought that Deitch had quite a gravelly voice, but Steve Cook literally eats gravel for breakfast.
He's getting his name wrong all the time. Too many cooks are spoiling your broth, aren't they? But it's a nice broth. And I hope you've all enjoyed drinking Emile's broth this afternoon.
Yes. Richie Firth's broth next week on Rock and Roll Football, which will be great. Matt, it's been nice being here. Hopefully see you again soon.
Yes.
We hope that Fordy will be back soon as well, because the impressions are really wearing thin. Thank you very much for listening.